In the Red, dramatized by Mark Taverner and Peter Bainham from the novel by Mark Taverner, starring Michael Williams, Barry Foster, Stephen Moore, and Stephen Fry.
Seconds to 9 o'clock on air, everyone.
Where is Craig? Where the bloody hell is my crime reporter?
Calm down.
Calm down? Oh, yeah, that's...
30 seconds.
That's great advice, I must say, Max. I'm telling you now, that man is out of BBC Radio. Do you hear me? Out.
Don't worry. George is a professional, remember?
Yeah, professional bloody sozzler.
15 seconds.
Caroline, George Craig was doing lead stories on the great train robbers when you were writing what I did on my school holidays, whatever prissy little prep school you were.
Yeah, last of the great tax and all that crap. Come on, change the record, Max.
Right, we've got the Home Secretary in the radio car to make that statement.
Where the hell is he?
Five
in the
up.
Radio car.
What? No, not the Home Secretary. I mean, George!
5 seconds.
Oh, never
four,
mind.
Three. Stand by, Gemma.
BBC Radio News at 9 o'clock. This is Gemma White. The main headlines today. Latest economic indicators show a further deepening of the recession. And the government is set to come under pressure on the subject of violent crime after the murder of another London bank manager. We hope to bring you a full report shortly from our crime correspondent, George Craig.
What? Yes?
Economic forecasts published today paint a grim picture of nationwide debt.
Oh, my God,
this report from our economic correspondent, Max Parker.
Grim is the word to describe today's situation.
Oh, you're not kidding, Max.
As the leader in this morning's Financial Times puts it, frankly, the picture is grim. Mm. As BBC economic correspondent, I can do no better than to quote
the Guardian. As usual, Maxie boy.
Things are serious and grim.
Concerns have intensified this morning over the reports that a third London bank manager has been murdered, this time at a branch in Tooting.
What?
It's believed a number of £1 coins were found at the scene of the crime. Our crime correspondent, George Craig, will bring us a fuller report
as soon as
he has...
Morning, Max. On my way.
George, where on earth are you?
Well, I'm not on earth, I'm in hell.
Well, you're meant to be in Broadcasting House.
Same place, isn't it?
Where have you been?
I'm recovering from one beef vindaloo, 10 onion barges and 100 pints of bitter.
You've really put our little editor's back at this time, George. She's been bellowing around the newsroom half the night looking for you.
Really? I'm amazed her mother lets her stay up that late.
She's got her knickers in a twist over these bank manager murders. She wants you on the case and fast.
I'm on my way, Max.
So, who'd want to go around knocking off bank managers? Who wouldn't? Could be a tough one, this. Oh, certainly a biggie. Just as well I'm the world's best crime reporter. The one man in England capable of giving it the coverage it deserves. A class journalist. Kind of man who can come up with a background colour piece quicker than... Oh, God.
Listen, Caroline, George is throwing everything he's got at this murder case.
Then why was he lying in bed with a hangover?
Well, it's the only time he's ever missed a broadcast.
Max, these murders are giving us our biggest crime story in months.
I know.
There'll be questions in the house, and it won't just be the crime boys. There'll be political hacks crawling all over it. And where's Craig? Crawling all over his bedroom with his head up his trousers. Now, that's bloody criminal, Max.
George is the best in the business. He'll be out there now, chasing this lead,
following that.
Morning, losers.
Oh, George.
Where's my coffee?
So where the hell have you been?
Have you been looking for me, Caroline?
This is intolerable, George. I will not have my staff missing, presumed drunk when they're supposed to be broadcasting live on a major story.
When your staff need lectures from you about drinking, they'll let you know.
Now, George.
And when I need a lecture from you about journalism, I'll jump off Westminster Bridge in an appropriate spirit of Maoist self-criticism.
No.
Lob us that coffee, will you?
This is it, George. This time it's a disciplinary hearing.
What?
You haven't heard the last of...